fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Well, good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Now, after 2 years of comparatively low influenza rates due to COVID-19 restrictions, influenza cases in WA are expected to rise again. Now, whilst you can catch influenza at any time of the year, it is more likely to happen in the colder months of winter, like now. In anticipation of an increase in influenza cases, the WA government have provided free influenza vaccines for the month of June in an effort to encourage people to roll up their sleeves and protect themselves and the community from influenza this winter. Now, this morning, we have Dr. Paul Effler with us on the phone from Communicable Disease Control to discuss the upcoming free influenza vaccines. Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us on the record. Well, what is influenza and how is it different from the common cold?
So influenza is a viral illness, much like a cold and much like the COVID outbreak we've had, but it tends to be more serious than a cold. Colds we tend to think of are in the nose and you have a stuffy head and your sinuses are full and you may be tired and worn out. But influenza, usually you get a fever and it can hit you like a truck. The fever when it comes on, and you feel very lethargic, muscle aches and pains, and then it can get in the lungs. It's more likely to get in the lungs and cause respiratory problems.
So when you're talking respiratory problems, we're talking a buildup of mucus in the esophagus.
Sure. If you have asthma, it can exacerbate, make your asthma worse. It can actually cause inflammation in the lungs, so it makes it difficult to breathe. And on rare occasions, and this isn't common, but influenza can be quite serious, and it can infect the brain, and it can infect the heart. So it isn't to be trifled with. I feel like we've understated how serious influenza is, sort of comparing it to COVID, but also just sometimes people say, I have a touch of the flu, or I've got the stomach flu. That's probably not really influenza, because influenza can hit you pretty hard.
Right. So there's a little bit of truth to the man flu then most likely being a cold.
More likely. They do overlap in their symptoms, and I don't want to say that you just know instantly from looking at a patient or talking to them which one they have. But flu, what we're trying to prevent with vaccination is the more serious illnesses. And, I have a colleague that went over east on a weekend and just come back and been diagnosed with influenza yesterday by her GP. And she'd been vaccinated for COVID before she got it. And she said this flu that she's going through right now, because she didn't get around to getting vaccinated yet, is worse than her COVID illness after vaccination.
Right.
So, I think we need to really be aware that flu is coming. And we know that it is coming because our numbers are rising. If your listeners want to go to our website called Virus Watch, you can see that in the last couple of weeks, the cases are really taking off. And that's true across Australia. So after 2 years of not having much flu, there's a lot of us that won't have any immunity laid down by prior infection. So we're probably at greater risk of a big outbreak this year than we have been in many years.
We've become used to seeing with COVID like a virus evolving over a short period of time. The same happens with the flu. I mean, that vaccine that might have been good last year isn't necessarily good this year.
Absolutely. Influenza gives the master class in how to evolve. And that's why it evolves so quickly that each year it comes around, it looks slightly different than it did the previous year. And so your body doesn't have much protection against it because it has your immune system hasn't seen it. And that's why to be protected, you need to get a flu jab every season.
Right. So why are we actually anticipating a stronger influenza season this year? Is that because the flu's taken a little bit of a backseat because we've been isolating with COVID?
Yes. So the last 2 years, we've hardly had any influenza. And that's in part because not many people were coming into Australia, and when they were going into hotel quarantine, and that would be effective against influenza as well. But it also, the other part of that story is it looks like there's some interference between COVID and influenza, because flu went away in places that didn't have as good of control measures as Australia did as well. So something about the body, when you were responding to COVID infections, actually helped protect you in the short term from flu. But we're coming, it appears that we might be coming out on our tail end of our initial COVID outbreak, at least. And so we're anticipating that there's a lot of people who are susceptible and are going to get flu now, since they got no partial protection over the last couple of years.
So, Doctor, how do people actually access the free influenza vaccines? Is it just a matter of rocking up to your GP?
Well, certainly can. This is a fantastic initiative, I think, because it takes all the barriers out of getting a flu jab other than your own inertia. So you can go to your GP, you can go to a pharmacy, you can go to one of our government clinics that have been doing COVID jabs and get a free flu jab. So there's no cost in June to doing that. And as I was saying, flu's taken off now, so now is the time to get vaccinated, because it takes a couple weeks for the vaccines to work to produce that protective immunity. So I would not delay. And in fact, after talking to my colleague yesterday, I've made my appointment for this evening. I'm going to get my flu jab, because we're all busy and we think we don't have time to get around to it, but now's the time to do it if you want to be protected this winter.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking to Dr. Paul Effler. He's from the Communicable Disease Control Centre. We're discussing the upcoming free influenza vaccines, which are available during this month. Now, Doctor, who are the most vulnerable groups to influenza? Is it the same sort of groupings that we've been very aware of with COVID? Is it the elderly and those with existing comorbidities?
Yes, with a couple of exceptions, really. The people most likely to get seriously ill from flu are the extremes of age, so the elderly, but also the very young. So children that are 6 months and over can be protected from flu jabs. And some of your listeners might remember in 2007, we had 3 deaths in young children from the influenza in the space of a couple of weeks. So the very young, the older folks, and then people across the age spectrum that have underlying medical conditions, like if they have heart problems or diabetes or lung problems, they would be at risk as well. And then the other exception, in a way, is pregnant women. You know, we don't typically think of them as being at risk, because they can be very healthy, but they're more vulnerable when they're pregnant because their immune system is a little bit turned down to protect the baby, and also they're having to pump more blood and their lungs are compressed. So pregnant women should get vaccinated. It'll protect them, and they will pass antibodies on to their baby in the womb, so when the baby comes out, they'll be protected in their first months of life.
Now, Doctor, jumped in and grabbed my vaccine a month ago on the back of other health issues, and it seemed prudent to do it. But for those that are healthy and rarely get sick, why should they get the influenza vaccine?
Well, the way I've thought of it over the years, and I've been vaccinated routinely over the years, is I just don't like being sick. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to have 3 days in bed when I could be out enjoying life or doing what I need to do. And to me, that is worth it alone. The cost has never been prohibitive for flu jabs, but now there's no cost.
Right.
So if you don't want to be sick and spend a few days in bed, or at least reduce your chance that could happen to you, you ruck up and get a jab.
Would that be the strongest message then you have for people who are feeling hesitant about getting the vaccine?
Well, obviously, the major message is for people that could end up hospitalized or seriously ill. So that is, if you're very young or very old or have medical conditions, you should go ahead and get vaccinated. But for everyone, it's no guarantee if you're young and healthy that you won't get seriously ill with the flu. It's just less likely. And why take the risk? And why would you want to, why not reduce your chance of being miserable for 7 days and missing out on life?
That certainly makes sense as an explanation. Well, Doctor, where can people go for more information to find out about this?
If you want to take advantage of this, free Jab June, then if you go to the Healthy WA website, there's places you can look for getting flu jabs and more information about flu, but to really roll up to WA, that website has, you can choose GPs, you can choose pharmacies, you can choose our community clinics. You click on it, it'll show when they're open, what's available. In some cases, you can make the appointment right online. So I would start, if I'm looking for a flu jab to get a free one this June, go to Roll Up WA and find what you need there.
Well, yeah, it certainly makes good sense. I mean, as I was mentioning, I'm immune compromised, and I didn't find any big issues with getting the flu vaccine. So I don't really think there should be any big worries for anybody else out there.
We've been using flu vaccines for decades, and they have a great safety profile. So I think people should have confidence in the safety, and also that they can help keep them out of the hospital, which is the most important thing. It's at this time when we have COVID and flu circulating potentially together, we need to make sure that we reduce the burden on our hospitals so that they can take care of the heart attacks and the car crashes and everything else that happens. So we do have an obligation, you know, we should get the vaccine to protect ourselves, obviously, but also to help protect our community from serious impacts on our healthcare system.
It really is a matter of caring about the society around you as well as yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because there are some people that aren't going to respond to a flu jab. If you're severely immunocompromised, you may not get the full protection. So at least if the people around you have gotten protected, they'll be less likely to get it and give it to you. So I always think with immunizations, you're also protecting those people that can't be vaccinated, at least with some vaccines, or aren't going to respond optimally. So that's why we, as a society, we need to step up and protect those vulnerable people.
Dr. Paul Effler, thank you so much for giving a really comprehensive description of why people should jump out and get this vaccine. And heck, it's free. Why wouldn't you?
Thanks for your interest. We appreciate it.
That's a pleasure. That's Dr. Paul Effler. He's from the Communicable Disease Control Centre. The free influenza vaccines are happening now, as Dr. Effler mentioned. Get yourself to your GP, to your local community health centre, to your local pharmacy, and take advantage of it. It's important for more people than just yourself.